Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The assassination of Haiti's president Jovenel Moïse earlier this month plunged the poorest country in the Americas into an even deeper crisis. An editorial in the Washington Post this week called for new elections and the need for boots on the ground for a short time to stabilize the country after 4 years of Moïse's rule, years marked by corruption, economic meltdown, and gang violence. Congressman Gregory Meeks is chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He's a Democrat from New York. Congressman Meeks, thanks for speaking with us.
Good to be with you.
You were just in Haiti last week, sir. What did you see?
Well, I was there representing the government with U.N. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield to attend the funeral of the assassinated President Moïse. And, of course, you couldn't help but see the dire needs and circumstances on the ground for the Haitian people, longing, number one, to find out what happened and who was responsible for the assassination. Number two, trying to figure out what direction they're going to move forward in. I was pleased that while attending, we had the opportunity to talk to the person that is now temporarily the Prime Minister, Mr. Enri, and the Foreign Minister, Mr. Yosef, as well as talk to folks that's part of the civil society and this commission that the Haitian people on their own are putting together. You know, it's challenging, to say the least, but we've got a hope that that Haitian people are able to come together to plot a better future.
At this challenging time, President Biden sent American troops in to protect the American embassy in Haiti, but he had no plans to send additional troops into the country. Did you agree with that decision?
Absolutely. I had asked the administration way back in December to send a special envoy from the United States, of which he did, working with first and foremost the Haitian people, but also working with CARICOM, the French government, the UN, everybody working collectively. And collectively in this instance to follow the wishes of the Haitian people.
Jovenel Moïse's rule was marked by years of corruption and economic crises and violence. And the United States treated him as a legitimate leader. Was that a mistake, Congressman?
The latter part of his regime, he was ruling by decree. There was no legislative body in place. There was an attempt to put in a constitutional resolution and to rush elections in September. I thought that was a mistake. Elections are not ready. I think that the United States now, the president, recognizes that. And now they concur that elections should not take place in September as initially proposed, that there should not be a constitutional resolution until such time that there is, in fact, an elected government, and that we should not rush to an election. An election should occur when elections are ready, when they can be safe, free, and fair. Otherwise, you'll have a dispute on what's taking place and going forward. That's why, you know, I take my hat off to this commission of civil society individuals and so far what Prime Minister Enri and Yosef are doing and sticking together. They have reconciled some differences and have pledged to us when we met with them to work with in an accord with the commission that have all of the organizations and various parties participating.
So you say rushing elections in Haiti would be a mistake. Given the situation right now on the ground and the current anarchy, really, some Haitians and other activists say that what Haiti really needs is a transitional government that would somehow enact reforms and move this country toward a better future. Do you see that as a possibility?
Well, I think that this commission and the groups of everyone being involved is the possibility to do that, to get Haiti in the position so that they can have elections. I think that we have recognized Mr. Enri as the transitional prime minister and Mr. Yosef as the transitional foreign minister. But, you know, there has to be an opportunity to allow the Haitian people and have everyone participate. Now, one of the things that I do think has to happen also, you know, and we met with a group of younger people who were part of the commission and part of the civil society, who said that the abductions that are taking place and that those individuals who are financing the gangs and leading the gangs, they are running around with impunity. So we've got to make sure that we're unified in stopping them and calling them out. I think that's what the United States needs to do. I think our intelligence, along with working with others, we know of some who are leading these gangs and who are financing it. Many of them, from what I understand, you know, there is a relationship, and, you know, they run back to Miami. So if there's a connection to any of those individuals that are financing or involved in any of the corrupt and criminal activities in Haiti, that there's any connectivity to the United States, we need to call them, call upon them, and then bring them back to the United States and let them sit in jail here so they know they can't get away with it with impunity from running back and forth from Haiti to the United States and vice versa.
Congressman Gregory Meeks, Democrat from New York, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Good to be with you.